Praise the Lord. God is good. We're going to get started. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to share your word today with the people you've gathered here. I thank you that revelation knowledge is flowing freely, unhindered, and unrestricted by satanic forces or demonic hindrances, Lord. Thank you that you're speaking through my mind, thinking through my mind, speaking through my vocal cords. You know the needs of these, your people, not I. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen, 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 hallelujah. Well, we're going to talk about faith made simple tonight, faith made simple. Many people struggle with faith because of misunderstanding or complication, or complicating it, or complication. Our lack of clarity. In this first part of Faith Made Simple, we will discover the foundation of what faith truly is, how it is received, and how it is sustained. Alrighty, so we're going to look at three sections. Section one, what is faith? Section two, how do we get faith? Section three, how do we stay in faith? Praise God. All right, let's go ahead and get started with section one. Praise the Lord. To understand what faith is, we must first establish a working definition of the word faith. Too often we try to define faith with a scripture before we have established what the word itself means. So, according to the Oxford Dictionary, faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. So that's what faith is. That word means to have complete trust and or confidence in someone or something. Alrighty? So, you know, if you heard me teach this before, you can believe something, but you can also not trust in what you believe. Or you can know something. And I talk about how you know and you believe that an airplane can fly from Greater Cincinnati Airport, or CVG, from there, and you can buy a ticket and you can fly to Chicago, O'Hare Airport. We know that. You look up in the air, we believe and we know that airplanes can fly. But trusting to get on it to get you there safely is a whole other issue. So it's important to understand that. So faith, what completes our faith is trust. We're not teaching on that, but the bottom line is you can believe something, but you can also not trust it. And a lot of people know what the word says. They have a mental knowledge of what the word says, but trusting it is the problem. All righty. So now that we understand what the word faith itself means, it is this simple overlooking of the meaning of the word that has caused many people to struggle in living by faith. So with the understanding of the word, we can now apply it in its appropriate context as we continue to move forward. All right? Now, so faith is simply having complete trust or confidence in what the word of God says. We're talking about now faith in the word of God or faith in God. The way we have faith in God, we have faith in what the Holy Scripture says. So what the word of God says about Jesus, we're under the new covenant. So our faith is based on Jesus, what he has done for us and what we are as a result of it, as a result of what he has done. So it is trusting that God will make his word. Now, get what I'm saying here. It is trusting that God will make his word a reality in our lives, independent. Sorry, I had to reset my timer. Independent of whether we feel it in the moment or understand how it would happen. So we just believe it. It's because we believe it. So faith, our trust is independent. I'm talking about in the word of God and what Jesus has done for us. It is independent of how we feel at the moment and how we logically understand how it's going to happen. You got to understand that when it comes to living by faith. You got to trust what the word says, independent of how you feel and how you think. Man, was this bottle open? I can't remember. Alrighty. Alrighty, so now, let's continue on. I'm sorry. The Bible says, the just shall live by his faith. Notice what it says there. It says, by his faith. So, faith is personal. The Word of God says, have faith, have it unto thyself before God. So, we don't have faith towards people. We have faith unto thyself before God. So now, the just shall live by his faith. That is personal. You can put she there, his or her faith. This means to be right in the eyes of God, we must believe and receive, a person must believe and receive by their faith in what Jesus has done for us, or done for them. They have to believe who he is and what he's already done for them. So we personally believe who he is and what he's done for us. And who we are, we must believe who we are is individually. I can't believe for someone else. You can't believe for someone else. Who we are because of his finished work, or because of what he's done for us through his death, burial, and resurrection, the sprinkling of the blood on the mercy seat. Okay? And this alone is what pleases God. Now, people say, you know, what is the faith that pleases God? Well, God so loved the world he gave us Jesus, who was a believer in Jesus shall not perish. So the faith that pleases God is faith that is in Jesus. If you don't believe in Jesus, you don't have faith that pleases God. And it's more to just believing that you're going to go to heaven. I mean, that's awesome and that's great. You want to believe that. But you also have to believe in what he has provided for you, your benefits and your rights that he's provided for you. You are a citizen of the kingdom. And you have citizen rights. You have citizen of heaven rights. But if you don't believe in them, you won't access them, or you won't seek God for them. All right. Continuing on with section one, what is faith? So it is our faith in him that makes us righteous. So when we put our faith in him and trust what the word says concerning our righteousness, concerning Jesus, we are made righteous. Because Jesus made us righteous. So we put our faith in that. To be righteous means to be in right standing with God. This is important. To be righteous means to be in right standing with God. It means to stand before him without any shame, condemnation, guilt. You're there with this. You have a confidence that God loves you and you are in right standing with God. You can pray to him. You can go to him for anything that's going on in your life, even your sin struggles or your shortcomings. You can go to him and say, Lord, help me. I need your help. And that's what he does. He helps you because he loves you. Why does he help you? Because he loves you. It's real simple. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is called advanced simplicity here. I like our fellowship. We operate on advanced simplicity. That's what gets the results. All right. Glory to God. So this right standing with God is not earned by works or feelings, but simply because we believe in what Jesus has done for us. That is what pleases God. You simply believe what Jesus has done for you. Glory to God. Man, I wish, you know, I wish I'd heard this years ago. Well, anyway. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, the easy-to-read Bible makes it very clear in Romans 3:22. It says, God makes people right through their faith in Jesus. I mean, it can't get any plainer or simpler than that. God makes people right through their faith in Jesus. He does this for all who believes in Christ, the Messiah. So, we are made right because God said we're right. Glory to God. Man, I'm almost want to go and teach my nine aspects of the cross. Glory to God. Romans 1:17, it says, it also affirms, for in the righteousness of God, For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And we understand that came from where? Remember we looked at the last scripture there, Habakkuk? That's where it came from. So we understand that it is personal. The just shall live by faith, or live by his faith. This faith is just something that you just conjure up like you some super saiyan. That ain't the faith he's talking about. He's talking about trust in what the scripture says about Jesus. It's not something that you, it's not willpower. It's belief and trust in what the scripture says. That God will manifest what the word says concerning what you believe about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's what faith is. Anything else is not faith. It's foolishness. Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. Look what it says here. It is no longer I who live, comma, but Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith. King James, I like the way that reads. It says, I live by the faith in the Son of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Now, this is really a power-packed scripture with a lot. Man, this one scripture right here, man, will change your life. And it'll get people right. Because look what it says there. It says, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I live. Now, if you say you live by faith and you believe in Jesus, then this scripture must be applied in your life. That means you got to stop living as unto yourself. It's no longer you that live. It's Christ that lives in you. And Jesus wasn't a practicing sinner. He came to set us free from sin. So people that say they believe in God, and see this is an acid test. There's a lot of people that say they believe in God. I mean, believing in God don't mean you're going to live godly. Believing in God don't mean you live right. You just believe in God. The devil believes in God and he trembles. Mufasa? Ooh. Say it again. Mufasa. Ooh. Man, we watch too many kids stuff. Lion King. No, seriously though. See, a lot of people believe in God. Then you got to qualify, what God do you believe in? What God you talking about? Are you talking about the God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Well, you know, they go, well, yeah, well, no, you're deceived. Because if you're serving that God, according to Galatians 2:20, you should be crucified, and it should no longer be you living, but him living through you. Amen. And if he's living through you, he ain't seeking to live in sin. Hello? You're deceived. I mean, you know, I'm just letting you know what the word says. Somebody got to tell you. Don't you want to live godly? Well, Jesus lives in you so that you can. He empowers you to do that. Alrighty. Oh, boy, this is great. And the life which I now live in the flesh, we live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So living by faith means resting in Jesus's identity. Resting in what Jesus has already accomplished for you. It is allowing Jesus to live through you by faith. Trust. What is faith? It is simply trust. It is trust. That's what faith is. Faith, the foundation of faith, the completion of our faith is trust. You have to trust what this word says, that God will manifest it in your life. So living by faith means resting in Jesus' identity, his sacrifice, and our new life in him, while trusting God to bring it into reality, whatever it is, the benefits of what Jesus has done for us in our lives. We trust God to bring it into reality. We don't do it ourselves. What do we do, Brother Larry? We just keep living godly. Just live right, and everything's going to go right. Glory. It's so simple. Dang, so simple. You got to enjoy your salvation. You got to enjoy your salvation. You got to enjoy being saved. Praise the Lord. All right, continuing on, I think with, we're already going to, where are we at here? Yeah. All righty, continuing with section one, faith is not complicated and simply trusting in Jesus, believing in his word, or believing the word concerning Jesus, and resting in the reality of his finished work. The just are called to live by faith. What? In Jesus. In what he's done for us. Not by feelings or human reasoning, but by confidence in who Jesus is and what he has accomplished for us. Do you get that? Read that again. The just. So to be justified, you got to be justified in the eyes of God. That word justified also means to be acquitted. You ever go to court? Or you heard someone go to court and they are acquitted of all charges? You got to admit it so he can help you acquit it or quit it. So when you admit it, you will be acquitted, and then he will help you quit it. It's so simple. It's beautiful, though. Think about it. You must admit that you need his help. You must admit your sins. When you admit it, then God will acquit you of it. You will be acquitted, and then he will empower you to quit it. You got a drinking problem. First thing you got to do, you got to admit it. And then God's going to acquit you. It's going to be acquitted of you. All charges is going to be dropped. And then he's going to help you quit it. He's going to deliver you from it. That's the process. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's the process. It's a three-step process. Am I knocking on seven step? It's a three-step process. You know, Alcoholics Anonymous, it's a three. Then they got a 12-step. No, it's a three-step process. You see what I'm saying? It's a three-step process. Praise the Lord. I'm going to leave that alone. When we embrace the truth, we walk in our righteousness, standing in right relationship with God, and are able to experience the benefits of his promises made real in our lives. So there's benefits that we get when we receive Jesus Christ. We believe in. And so there's a lot of Christians that don't know their benefits. And so they struggle in a lot of areas in their lives, because their benefits are not being taught. You got to get in this word. And you know what? Some preachers really don't believe the benefits of what Jesus has done for them. Please, well, it is what it is. All righty. Let's get on with section two. Section two, we want to talk about how do we get faith? How do I get faith? How do I get faith? All righty. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God concerning Jesus. Now, I'm talking about faith in Jesus. I'm talking about faith in New Covenant, New Testament faith. How do I get faith? How do you get it? You get it by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God. The scripture says hearing the word of God. So Romans 10:17 declares that. So then, faith comes. Meaning, this is how faith comes. Faith comes by hearing and hearing. By the word of God. We're going to look at this a little later in the lesson. But faith comes by hearing. The word of God. Watch this. Concerning Jesus. Because we're talking about New Covenant faith. We're not talking about old covenant faith. We're talking about new covenant faith. New covenant faith is faith in the blood of Jesus. New covenant faith is in what Jesus did for us on the cross. The benefits we received. See, if you're not hearing what Jesus has done for you, you won't believe. Because you can't believe for something you haven't heard. So a lot of people are not hearing the benefits they have in Christ. So they can't put their faith in it. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God concerning Jesus. It is important to point out that Jesus is the understood subject of what Paul was talking about. Yet, this is not always emphasized. This is important. It's not always emphasized that faith is in Jesus. Faith is in what Jesus has done for you. Our faith is in what we have in Jesus. Faith, the emphasis of our faith must be on who we are in Jesus. The emphasis of our faith, when we're teaching about faith, must be in what Jesus has already accomplished for us. Amen. The emphasis of faith must be on what the blood has purchased for us. It's called blood money. The blood money has paid for things. But if you're not being taught that, you're going to reject the faith message, because what you're hearing is faith is someone's ability to believe something into existence. Faith is not about you and I ability to believe something into existence. Faith is about you and I believing what the Word of God says Jesus has done for us, and God will bring it into existence because we believe it. See the difference? It's a big difference. It's a very big difference. But, you know, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So again, it's important that you understand that the subject of faith is always about Jesus. I'm talking about New Covenant faith, and we're supposed to emphasize that our faith is in, because remember the working definition of faith? It means to believe in someone or something. So our faith is in Jesus, and we're believing that God, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, is going to bring to pass what Jesus has done for us based on what Scriptures says. And we put our faith in it. And he that believeth in him, meaning Jesus, should not be put to shame, according to Romans 10:11. See what I'm saying? It's so simple. All right. So many assume that simply hearing the Bible preached produces faith. This misconception leaves room for confusion. So there's a lot of people that's preaching out the Bible, but they're not preaching faith in Jesus. I was listening to someone the other day that was preaching. I don't remember his name. I just kind of was scrolling through Facebook, and they was preaching some stuff that had nothing to do with Jesus. They're on the point. Everybody, he was preaching. What was he preaching? Lord, may I remind me, Holy Spirit, if I may say it. It wasn't a motivational speech. What do you call those people that, I almost got on the tip of my tongue. I can't even think of it. It wasn't about Jesus. It wasn't about Jesus. It wasn't about Jesus. He was preaching out the Bible, but he wasn't preaching about Jesus. He was preaching about racial issues of injustice, but it had nothing to do with Jesus. I forget what they call those people, you know, I almost had it again. I'll probably get it by the time it's over. Praise the Lord. But it wasn't about Jesus. It wasn't about Jesus. You have people that teach out the Bible to give you a motivational message to succeed at your personal goals and dreams in life. But that don't mean you're hearing about Jesus. You're not getting your life built up in Jesus. You're just getting a motivational message about God doing something for you. But it's independent of what Jesus has already done for you. You know, and remember the scripture we looked at back here? This is very vital in what me teaching this is, if the faith that you live, you're no longer living for yourself, you're living for him, then you're not chasing what you want. You're yielding to let him do what he wants to do in your life. See, a lot of people have not really heard the gospel. So in section two, let's get into section two. We're still talking about that. How do we get faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, right? So this truth is important, and it's worth repeating again. If you are not hearing about Jesus, you will not have faith that pleases God. Talking about the faith that pleases God. The faith that pleases God is faith in his son Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave Jesus, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. That's John 3:16. So faith that pleases God is faith in Jesus. Faith in who he is and the power, his power and authority. Jesus is the miracle worker. And all miracles happen because of our faith in Jesus. I'm saying this under the Holy Spirit. All miracles happen because of our faith in Jesus. That's the source of miracle. That's the source of miracle working power. Jesus is still the miracle worker. He works through his church, his body here in the earth, the physical body in this earth. But the miracles are based on faith in Jesus. Healing, miracle working power is based on faith in Jesus. The Bible says, Jesus said, we shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Why will they recover? Because Jesus said they would. That's why they're going to recover, because Jesus said so. That's called, because Jesus said so, faith. I'm getting ahead of that. It's another teaching. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Salvation. In the New Testament, still at section 2, how do we get faith? Salvation in the New Testament, which also means covenant. Salvation, the word salvation in the Greek means sozo, which means, and this is where I put it, the total package of health, healing, deliverance, and prosperity. So salvation means health, healing, deliverance, and prosperity. We also understand that when we get saved, we get born again. We get a new born again spirit, Nicodemus. Nicodemus, that's what you get, Nicodemus. Praise the Lord. So, as 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, it declares, for all the promises of God in him, that him there means Jesus, are yes and amen. So, in him means Jesus. So, in Jesus, all the promises of God in Jesus, all the promises of God are in Jesus. They are yes and amen. So when you pray in Jesus' name, you're praying, asking God for what Jesus has provided. And he gives it to you. Why? Because Jesus has provided for you. So I don't want to get off what I'm saying. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing what the promises of God are for you in Jesus. So if you don't know, you don't know what to ask for. You don't know what to believe. You don't know what to stand for. I mean, stand in faith for. Well, you don't, you know. Man, this is good stuff. Jesus, we make heavenly withdrawals on Jesus' account. Like if you go to the bank and you got money in the bank, you can make a withdrawal, right? You make a withdrawal. They give you a money card. You can go to the money machine and make a withdrawal, right? Well, we make heavenly withdrawals based on Jesus' account, not our account, but Jesus put us on his account. We're joint heirs. Glory to God. We're joint heirs of Christ. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Because we believe in Jesus, we're on his account. So we make heavenly withdrawals on his account. What does that mean? On account of what he did for us. Glory to God. Huh? You make a withdrawal on your health plan in God. Woo! Glory to God. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus for my healing. See, first of all, you got to believe that by his stripes you were healed. See, you're blessed with all spiritual blessing. Why? Why are they spiritual? Because God's a spirit. But he manifests the spiritual things in the natural when you have faith in it. How does faith come? It comes by hearing. So you must hear that you've been blessed with all spiritual blessings. Then you got to hear how do you make the heavenly withdrawals on your blessings. Glory to God. You do that through faith and prayer. When you pray to him in the name of Jesus, based on what Jesus has done for you, you know you're going to get it. Why? Because all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Put your faith in Jesus as your healer. By his stripes you were healed. Put your faith in that. God's got to give you your healing. Why? Because he said, whoever believes in him shall not be put to shame, will not perish. Why? Glory to God. You're not going to perish and die early if you put your faith in Jesus as your healer. Not your ability to believe it into existence, your faith that God's going to produce it because you believe it. Because that's what he said. So listen. So when you listen to teachings or preachings, you must ask yourself these questions. Are they truly emphasizing Jesus and what they're preaching to me? Are they telling me what Jesus has done for me so I can put my faith in it and get it? Because it's faith in Jesus that pleases God. That's what he wants you to believe. He wants you to believe in what the blood has already purchased for you so you can get access to it, so you can have it. Glory to God. Are they pointing to his finished work and the benefits of your salvation? Are you hearing that? Well, I'm just believing God for my healing. Well, what scripture are you standing on? What scripture are you standing on for your healing? Well, by his stripes I'm healed. Okay, then praise God, you're going to get healed if you truly believe that. It has to happen. But how do I get faith? Is you get it by hearing. You got to hear that. And you got to stop listening to people that's saying, well, sometimes, you know, sometimes he answers and sometimes he don't. No. All the promises of God are yes and amen.
Amen.
So if you're asking based on the promise, it's yes. Not yes and no, it's yes. So, you know, when you hear mixed messages like that, it contaminates your faith because you don't know what to believe. Are they simply preaching about God in general without revealing Christ and declaring his name and lordship? You got to ask these questions. I do now. I used to didn't. And that stuff will make you backslide when you're serious about trying to get help from God and you want God and it ain't working. See, I you know, God, it ain't working. I'm mad at you. Because, you know, and me and God, we got into it. I mean, yeah, what I'm telling you is real. I said, you know, me and God, I was like, God, you know I believe you. I don't know why it ain't working, but I know I believe you. And you can't tell me I don't believe in you, God. And God knew. I know I believe in God. You know what I didn't believe in? I didn't believe in what Jesus had done for me. And you know why I didn't believe what Jesus had done for me? Except for going to heaven? Because I wasn't hearing it preached. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God about what Jesus has done for you. So if no one's preaching to you what Jesus has done for you, you're not going to have faith to believe it. And you're not hearing the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. It's the truth, man. It's the simple truth. All right. How do I get faith? True no covenant faith comes only by hearing the gospel. The good news of Jesus, his identity, his sacrifice, his victory for you and I. His victory. And when you put your faith in his victory, glory to God, you're going to get it. He's going to confirm the word that you believe in Jesus. Be it unto you according to your faith in Jesus. Glory to God. Be it unto you according to your faith in Jesus. So, when you hear about Jesus, faith rises in your heart. Just the name does something for you. The name. See, we didn't got so religiously deep and spiritual that we only want to use the name no more. Well, no J's in the Greek and the. Well, we know that. You forget one thing. We're Gentiles. And that's the Gentile name. Your mom and your daddy and your aunties and all of them back in the day got healed on the name. Glory to God. He's still healed on the Gentile name, Jesus. Glory to God. It still backed the devil up.
Amen.
That name still backs the devil up off of you. Don't get so religiously deep in astuteness down that you don't believe in the name Jesus no more. It still produces. And if you want to call him Yeshua, go ahead, man. But you're going to have to start believing in that name. You're going to start believing in what he's done for you. If you want to see things happen for you. Ooh, glory to God. I said, you're going to start have to believing in that name. You have to start believing what he's done for you if you want to start seeing things happen for you. You have to start believing he's a healer. And if Reverend ain't preaching that and telling you that, you need to go somewhere where they are. Why? Because faith comes by hearing. Faith for your healing comes about hearing that Jesus is the healer. Your prosperity comes by hearing that Jesus is your provider. He died to make you rich. He came to give you abundant life. He does not want you to be a vagabond. He wants you to be the glorious image of the Son of God. Glory to God, man. Having more money than bills, man. You're a child of God. And the wealth of the wicked is laid up for you, the righteous. But you ain't getting it because ain't nobody preached it. Well, we don't believe in that prosperity. Well, then be broke. I mean, you know, you ain't got to accept your rights. You ain't got to accept your rights. You ain't got to accept your benefits. But don't deny the people that do accept and believe their benefits. There was a man here, last week? That God healed him of cancer. See, it's real. And see, and everybody ain't got to go take no chemotherapy and stuff, chemo and all that stuff. I mean, God is literally, he still heals people with the name of Jesus that believe in his son, Jesus. Amen. You believe that Jesus is your healer? Then say it, Lord, thank you. Jesus is my health and my healing. Glory to God. Man, okay. Can't stand, man, we just got to get back to it. We got to get back to it. We got to get back to the simplicity of this thing. We ain't got too educated, man. We ain't educated ourselves. Who used to say that? Dr. Ed Wilcox. I was listening to some of his teachings. It was good to hear his voice. He's home with the Lord. But he would say people are educated beyond their ability to understand the simplicity of the gospel. I've added this to it. People are educated beyond their ability to accept the simplicity of the gospel. You ain't got too smart for God. You smarter than Jesus now. He says, speak to your mountain. You smarter than him now because you done went to Bible school, college or cemetery school. I don't know where you went, but now you smarter than him. Well, but he your savior, but you smarter than your savior. When he said very clearly that a servant is not greater than his master. All right. I ain't want to get on nobody today, man. Come on. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to help you, man. Amen. I know I'm just, this is my help, man. Jesus is my help. Jesus. So just hearing about God in a vague sense will not produce faith God requires. The faith that pleases God comes by hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ preached. And it is the faith that opens doors to God's promises to manifest in your life. I got to read that again. This is important. Just hearing an activist. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The dude was preaching. I don't know his name, so I ain't talking to nobody. He's an activist. Long line of stuff, but he's an activist. Well, I don't preach activist messages over the pulpit. I preach about Jesus. That ain't my job. Jesus, just hearing about God in a vague sense, and that ain't going to produce no faith. It's really hate. You got to learn how to pray in the name of Jesus through his authority that you got to believe in and start dealing with the spirits behind the problems that you're trying to be activists against. Still crying about racism. That's what religious people do. You're smart and educated, but you don't understand spiritual things and the kingdom way of doing things. Alrighty. Just hearing about God in a vague sense will not produce the faith that God requires. The faith that pleases God comes by hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ preached. And it is this faith that opens the doors for God's promises to manifest in your life. If you notice that the people that God has used greatly in miracles and things of that nature, they wasn't real educated people. Why? Because you don't need an education to preach Jesus to nobody. You got a relationship with God. You fellowship with God. You believe in what Jesus has done for you. You believe it in your heart. You live and by it. You just tell other people about what Jesus has done for you. We all got the same Bible. You know, I mean, this is real simple. We all got the same Bible. How does this Bible complicate the simplicity that's in these scriptures? Never mind. I'm not going there. I ain't supposed to be talking about that. You stay in faith. This is section 3. Let's move to section 3. Relax, man. I'm passionate about this, man, because I struggled for years. And God told me, because your faith had no substance. No one was teaching Jesus to you. So that's why my assignment is to teach Jesus. Praise the Lord. You stay in faith by continually. How do you stay in faith? This is section 3. You stay in faith by continually hearing about Jesus. Faith is like a battery. Your faith is like a battery. It must be recharged. Just as a battery loses power if it is not connected to its source, our faith weakens if we are not constantly feeding it with the word about Jesus. What do you call those things that when the sun come out and it power solar. Like a solar panel. See, See, as we spend time in the presence of the Son, S-O-N, the S-U-N, just like it powers the solar panel, when we stay in the presence of the S-O-N, it empowers us. Our batteries get charged. Glory to God. In His presence, it's fullness of joy. When we abide in Him, we renew our strength. We mount up like wings of an eagle. Glory to God. We run. See, come on. Y'all got to get this. This is good stuff. Simply powerful. This is the way it works. It's a spiritual thing. You stay in His presence, abide in His presence. That's how you stay in faith. So you got to stay charged. We go out here in this dark world, we're a light. But then that light starts getting a little dim. Why? Because the battery is going down. You got to get back in there and get charged up. There's a scripture about the 10 wise, the 5 wise and the 5 foolish virgins. Well, the 5 foolish didn't take any oil. They didn't take any power, the source of power, to keep their lights trim. So they went out. So you got to stay connected to the anointing. When you're in His presence, you're connecting to the anointing. That's the anointing. Glory to God. Jesus said, unless you abide in Me, you can't produce fruit. You can do nothing. What's that? You can stay connected to the anointed one in His anointing. Glory to God. Hey, you got to stay connected to the source of the anointed one in His anointing, and it flows out of you. Then fruits produce. Are you getting it? This is so simple. So you stay in faith. You stay in power. So just as a battery loses power if it is not connected to the source, our faith weakens if we are not constantly feeding on the word about Jesus, our Savior, our Deliverer, our victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Jesus is our wisdom from God. Get this. Jesus is our wisdom from God. The cross is the wisdom of God. This means we must allow the message of Jesus, His identity, His sacrifice, His promises to live on the inside of us daily. Faith is sustained when we keep His word before our eyes and in our ears and in our hearts. Again, that's how we stay in faith. We are sustained. We stay in faith when we keep the word before our eyes. Open up the word. Put your eyes on them scriptures. Glory to God. Keep your ears. Keep that word. A good teaching about Jesus, like I'm teaching about faith in Jesus now. Keep that in your... Stop looking for deep stuff and get... Just keep your ears for that and your heart for that. Continuing on with section 3. How do we stay in faith? Another way we stay strong in faith is through prayer. Glory to God. It says, but you, beloved, build yourselves up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Jude 1:20. So praying in the Spirit strengthens us. It recharges our faith. Glory to God. It keeps us in alignment with His will. So we stay in divine alignment. And if we have an assignment, we stay in the divine alignment of our assignments. We stay in His will. So you pray in your heavenly language. It charges your spirit. Man, glory to God. Glory to God. We also remain in faith by continually hearing the gospel. I'm saying the same thing over again, but Romans 10:17 reminds us. So then faith. Remember, we looked at that. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Notice that this is not a one-time event. Faith grows and is sustained through ongoing hearing of the good news about Jesus. You need your healing. You're struggling with something, whatever it might be. Well, you should always have good teaching tapes about healing that you listen to on a regular basis. Let it play when you're at night. Let it play at night. Get your phone, man. Get that junk off your phone and download some good MP3 teachings on it. I listen to a guy by the name of Keith Moore. I like his teachings. Brother Hagin. You know, Keith Moore served Brother Hagin for years. But you know, I listened to people that teach on healing, that had healing ministries, that taught faith and healing. And I just let it play. I'm not trying to teach it. I'm trying to get it in my spirit because, oh, glory to God. The word of God says that your spirit shall sustain you.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Your healing comes out of your spirit, man. Healing, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, will quicken your mortal body and cause healing to manifest. Well, as you hear that word about healing, you're struggling with prosperity, money. Listen to good prosperity teachings. And not just the ones about giving. Sometimes you just need to hear that you are prosperous in Christ. You got to get your soul built up in belief that God wants you to be wealthy and have plenty of money. Why? So you can share love with people. It's hard to share love broke. Right now, Christmas time, a lot of people get into mental illness. Why? Mental illness attack people in this time because they're dwelling on the bad, negative things. And my mom had mental illness. She struggled with it. And this time of year was terrible for her. She's home with the Lord now. Why? Because she would dwell on all the bad things. And, you know, she didn't have. And she wanted to give to her children and her grandchildren. And she was on a fixed income. And it would just trigger that. Why? Because she didn't know how to control her mind to think on those things that are good. Think on those things that are lovely. Think on things, you know, that are pure and a good report. See? And so she started thinking about all the bad things in her life and all the heartache that she'd been through, and it would trigger it. So poverty is an issue of how you thinking and feeling in your heart. So you got to get the word, you got to get it flushed out with the word concerning what Jesus has done for you and who you are in him. And you got to grow prosperous on the inside to start believing that you can have better in Christ Jesus. You got to hear that. Glory to God. Blessed are the poor, for theirs, what? Their prosperity is the kingdom. All right, so we also, so faith comes by hearing and continuing to hear. That's a continually hearing the word. So I gave you some key things on that. You got to listen to the word. When my wife and I, you know, as we lay down, we usually listen to some teaching. We just don't let junk play. We got some word playing. So we fall asleep on the word. And you be smart. You wake up and God starts speaking to you about some things. See, we'll talk about that later. That's enough on that. All right. Finally, section three. Let me slow down. Slow down, Larry. Section three, how to stay in faith. Finally, staying in faith means keeping your focus on Jesus. This is so important. Hebrews 12:2. Declares, looking unto Jesus. I look to Jesus. We must look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Faith begins with him, and it is sustained by keeping our eyes on him. What does that mean? Keeping my eyes on him, what he has done for him, for us, excuse me. Keeping our eyes on what he has done for us. Keeping our eyes on who we are in him. Keeping our eyes on his authority. Keeping our eyes on his dominion. Understanding that we have dominion through his dominion. I mean, keeping our eyes on him. Staying in faith requires constant connection to Jesus. He said in John 15, you must abide in the vine. Yes. Stay. You have to have constant connection to Jesus through his word. Praying in the spirit, continually hearing the gospel, which is the good news about what Jesus has done for you. That's the gospel, the good news of what Jesus has done for you. This keeps our heart full of trust, expectation, and confidence that God will perform his promises in our lives. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right, let me share this as a closing statement. Faith must be continually nourished. You're going to fellowship. You are the church, so I'm using the word fellowship. You go sit at a local fellowship so you can continually be nourished in faith in Jesus, so you can walk in the victory he's provided for you. Just as a battery must stay connected to its source to remain charged, our faith must stay connected to Jesus through his word, praying in the spirit, and the ongoing hearing of the gospel. When we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, we remain strong, expectant, and confident that God will fulfill his promises in our lives. Glory be to God. True faith is sustained by Jesus himself. This is powerful. True faith is sustained by Jesus himself. His presence, his word, and his spirit, the Holy Spirit, working in us. Amen. Glory to God. Well, I'm done with this teaching. I put this up because this came from one of the booklets that I have up on our website called, this is called Faith Made Simple. It's a teaching booklet. I share with you part one. It's only a two-part. We've got some other things that we have put up. We've been working very diligently to get resources to help people. So we got some teachings up there. If you would like to go to our website, just log on there, just download. They're very straight to the point, simple, easy to understand, and they're good. They're good. The realities of the cross, where I got the realities of the cross there, there's nine realities that will change your life. Faith expects God to honor his word. Man and wife, God's original power couple. These are the confessions that I actually say, confessions there. And then we got exposing the counterfeit gospel. So, we have many more that we're getting ready to have available. But God bless you. And let me pray. Father God, I thank you for whoever's watching and those that have been watching. I ask, Father God, that you open up the eyes and understanding, their understanding, that they might know the hope of their calling, that they might know and come to understand who they are and what they have in Christ Jesus, so that they can grow and overflow in all the beautiful things you provided for them in Christ Jesus. The pure gospel. Let the pure gospel get back into the earth and fill their lives, Father God, so they can see the miracle working power of your love that you provided for them in Jesus Christ. And if some of you have walked away from God and the church, hey, come back to Jesus, become the church, and ask him what local assembly that he has for you. God bless you. We love you. Till next time.